Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
11:01, hour number two of Show and Vern on a Wantiferous Tuesday. I am Ron, the show Hughley. That is Joshua Lamont Vernier. And, yep, he won't say it, but I believe his pants are split. Steve Serta is producing this bad boy.
What?
Had a lot of fun in the first hour. Good first hour. We appreciate you listening to us. Once again, Show and Vern is presented by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com. Vern just said something to me during the break that was so ridiculous before we get to this great tease that I had on the other side about the Chiefs and Patriots. Vern
really
posed
a tease. You just asked a question.
Vern posed, it was a great one. Got you thinking. Probably didn't. Vern posed a question to me. Ron, let's just say you and your wife got divorced. Do you think you could ever date someone who has the same name as your daughter?
It's a good question.
It was. I said,
easy. I was originally going to pose it to Binkley, but you were here. So
I said, easy. I said, not only that, I think I could date somebody who has the same name as my son.
No, that's weird. Like, I don't want to date somebody that's got the same name as my sisters.
I've done that.
That's a deal breaker for you?
Yeah.
I could never get it on with someone named Josh, so we're different on that.
Oh, I could date a Ronnie. Easy. Yeah. Yeah. Son, same name as my daughter, my son.
Because you seem like you're a talker, and you're saying their name. So I feel like you hollering out Ronnie's name.
It's more of a saying my name type of a. I'm a more of a saying my name type of a guy. Always have been. Always will be. I saw this. This from Arrowhead Pride, and they said that the Chiefs and the Patriots are a top six rivalry in the National Football League. And I would not consider them a rivalry. I think it's really, really hard to put that claim on rivalry in pro sports. There are some. Yankees, Red Sox, I think Giants, Dodgers, maybe Packers, Bears. But I don't think there's a lot, especially with the length of time to call this a rivalry. But what I am intrigued about, Vern, is I'm seriously curious. I wonder how the Patriots view the Chiefs. I believe the Chiefs look at the Patriots, and when they see the Patriots on their schedule, that's a team they circle. That's a team that I do think the practice week, the intensity level is up, the focus is up. It's a game that Pat and the boys want. I think Tyrann Mathieu, Frank Clark come right in, and they want that because probably the Patriots are that team for everybody in the league. But this Chiefs team specifically with the history, with the playoffs last year and games this year or two games last year, I think it's a team that the Chiefs look at. I also, though, don't believe that the Patriots consider the Chiefs a rival, but I do think the Patriots – look at the Chiefs in a different way than other teams on their schedule. I do think they know when they play the Chiefs, and I think they know when they see the Chiefs, there is concern. There is, okay, we may not circle them, but we know about this group. And I don't think it just has to do with just the Pat years. I think it more has to do with Andy being there and there's respect level. Vern, the way that Belichick would talk about Tyreek Hill let me know that there is a concern level when they see the Chiefs. And that's what I would think, judging from the Patriots. I feel like they don't look at them as a rival, but I do feel like that is somebody that the Chiefs are a team they're concerned with.
Yeah, having a conversation about a rivalry between the Patriots and Chiefs is to me, it's stupid. What you're basically talking about is good coaching. That's it. I mean, and Bob Sutton did a number on this town. Just because Bob Sutton went into every single game going, no, I'm doing what I do. We're not changing anything up because that's Tom Brady. No, we are sticking to what we've been doing all year. No, to me, the fact that the Patriots circle or acknowledge the Chiefs or you get the best of Belichick, the best of Brady against, I think that's just because the Chiefs are good. The Chiefs are good and led by a guy that we both agree is an offensive genius and Andy Reid. But I think the Patriots have that same kind of respect or had that same kind of respect for a Peyton Manning-led offense, for a true Pittsburgh Steeler defense, for the Jerome Bettis, Fast Willie Parker backfield. I feel like that's just good coaching. Belichick acknowledges who stands in our way of winning a title. Andy Reid, to me, is the most formidable opponent that the Patriots have faced of late and will continue to face moving forward.
Yeah, but when you say good, there are some good teams that I don't feel the Patriots, those teams have the attention. Like, I think the Steelers and the Chiefs have the
Steelers aren't there anymore, but the Colts were.
See, the Colts with Peyton.
Right.
The Colts with Peyton was a rival. I consider them a rivalry. But, like, I think the Chargers are a good football team. I don't think that the Patriots have the attention, or the Chargers have the attention of the Patriots like the Chiefs and the Steelers have. I do think
the Chargers don't have our attention here in Kansas City, and we're in the same division, and they should be a real rival. We don't take them seriously.
I know, but you said because they're good. I'm just saying I don't think it's just the fact that they're good.
Super Bowl good, then.
I think there is, and I think the Chargers, you can have an argument, are Super Bowl good.
They've shown you nothing to believe that. They've done nothing over the past decade to lead you to believe that when the chips are on the table, the Chargers and Phillip Rivers are going to make the right decision. Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid has already showed you that with what he did with Alex. Now you give him the talent of Patrick Mahomes. No, they demand your attention in the AFC, and Belichick's no fool.
That's fine. I look at the Colts and the Chargers as teams that have opportunities and real opportunities that could come out of the AFC.
But let me ask you this. What's the reason you always, and you will again this year, say the Patriots? I'm going to pick the Patriots because no one's beat them yet. The Colts and Chargers, those are the sexy picks right now, but Mr. Evidence, you need to see it first from the Colts and from the Chargers. They need to win a big playoff game before you're going to put them in the I'm going to, at least. I need to see the Colts, the Browns, the Ravens, all of those teams. I need to see them win a big playoff game before they belong in the Belichick's Patriots and Andy Reid's Chiefs category in the AFC. That's how I look. Look, the Colts, I can make a case that they are the third best. I could come up with a reason why they're the second best team in the AFC heading into the season. But as far as Super Bowl contenders, I don't put them with the Chiefs. I don't put them with the Patriots because I haven't seen them do it yet on the biggest stages.
Yeah, coming into this year, I think the Colts are right there behind the Chiefs. And I think the Chargers and the Colts are right there.
But Frank Reich and Andrew Luck, tell me if I'm wrong, that doesn't instill the same kind of reverence that Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes does.
No, I'm not saying it does.
So they're not in that group. They don't get that you're my equal. That meme of Spider-Man pointing to Spider-Man. That's not what the Chargers That's not what the Colts are.
I don't believe that anyone is their equal. I don't believe they look at anyone as their equal.
Belichick looks at Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and says, this is my most difficult task. This is the hardest I will have to work. This is the team most equipped to dethrone us. And therefore, they're the closest to being their equal. There hasn't been an equal to Belichick Brady in the history of the NFL.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody is their equal. I don't think they look at anybody. Yes.
But as far as the knocking on the door, the one in the catbird seat, I think it's still the Chiefs.
That's what I said. And I don't think it, and what I'm trying to explain from you is, I don't think it just has to do with just because they're a good team. I think the Chargers and the Colts are a good team. I don't think that they get the Patriots respect the way the Chiefs do, is all I'm saying is I don't think they're a team, as someone texts here on the text line, that the Patriots are circling. But, yeah, they have their attention in a way that only I think the Steelers have had their attention in the past. And a lot does have to do with their coach and quarterback conversation. But
Steelers, Colts, Chiefs. Of the run that Belichick and Brady have had.
I think even Peyton in Denver.
Yeah, and that was, what, 2 years?
The 2 years that Peyton.
Sure.
Just so it's just Peyton. Wherever Peyton was, that they were rivals. All right.
Peyton, Andy, Steelers.
All right, here we
That's
go.
That's the group.
Here we go. Listener 22, Andrew Luck is washed.
Yep.
That's what he gave you last year. That's what you should take from last year.
I wouldn't do that, guys.
Headed into his second year.
And you got Steve
of an incredible
now.
Offense that is only going to get better.
All right.
With a fantastic head coach and one of the best general managers in football.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.